The Watts Labor Community Action Committee hosted a free H1N1 vaccination clinic. Hundreds of people have arrived through the day to receive the shot. Vaccinations are being offered to priority groups: pregnant women, children 6 months to 24 years old, healthcare workers, and adults with chronic health conditions. Eliseo Martinez is a healthcare worker. He is required to get the vaccine. He is not certain he would get vaccinated otherwise, but he agrees that offering the vaccine is a positive move.
To take the precaution is, you know, better than to getting sick.
Harold Fellreather decided not to get the vaccine because he doesn't feel at risk. However, he is happy to see that the free vaccinations and information are being offered to the community.
I'm hoping that they'll learn something from the people here that are trying to help vaccinate some of the people for free, you know, and the free thing helps get people here.
Timothy Watkins is the president and CEO of the Watts Labor Community Action Committee. The committee has made a concerted effort to inform the community about the vaccinations. He says there's a special need for information in Watts.
Because the people of Watts find themselves in often cases mired in abject poverty. What comes with abject poverty is a lack of awareness and other barriers to accessing what other communities take for granted. So
the WLCAC is not advocating for or against the vaccine, but Watkins hopes people will make the best decisions for themselves.
We're advocates for becoming informed. We think that if people are made aware of what the information is, then they can make decisions based on self-determination.
Free vaccinations will be offered at the WLCAC until 5 p.m. today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5. LaTanya Kirkland, Annenberg Radio News.